AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. CP trails a strong railroad week as 0.8x volume tempers its near high setup. Canadian Pacific Kansas City remains in an active weekly trend and sits just 1.7% below its 52-week high. But the latest pullback came as railroad peers advanced and participation stayed below average. Research brief. Canadian Pacific Kansas City closed at $92.36 for the week ended 24th of July, down 1.4%, while U.S. railroads gained an average 3.5%. The stock's broader setup is still constructive, with 5.3% 4-week and 7.4% 12-week gains, an active 24-week trend signal, and positive market dynamics. The caution is confirmation. Volume was only 0.8x the 13-week average. The stock trades 18.4% above ShareMaestro fair value, and next week expectancy is negative, at 44.48% for similar setup states. Key points. 1. CP fell 1.4% on the week to $92.36, underperforming U.S. railroads, which averaged a 3.5% weekly gain. 2. The stock remains high in its 52-week range at 93.9%, only 1.7% below the $93.95 high. 3. The trend signal is active, with price 11.0% above the $83.19 weekly trend line, after a 24-week active streak. 4. Volume was 11.0 million shares, equal to 0.8x both the 13-week and 52-week averages, leaving participation below confirmation levels. 5. Industry breadth is supportive, with 72.7% of U.S. railroads in active weekly trends and 81.8% showing positive market dynamics and relative strength. Railroad strength leaves CP behind for the week. Canadian Pacific Kansas City's latest week was a modest setback inside a still positive longer run. The NYSE-listed railroad closed at $92.36, down 1.4% for the week, after advancing 5.3% over 4 weeks, 7.4% over 12 weeks, and 27.4% over 26 weeks. The close sits at 93.9% of the 52-week range, just 1.7% below the $93.95 high, so the pullback has not yet damaged the higher-level price position. The relative issue is peer context. U.S. railroads averaged a 3.5% weekly gain, and CP ranked 10th of 11 in the industry for the week. Union Pacific gained 1.8%, CSX added 4.9%, Norfolk Southern rose 3.1%, and Wabtec posted a 15.4% move. CP's 4-week return of 5.3% is ahead of the broader industrial sector average of negative 0.7%, but it is less forceful than several railroad peers, including UNP at 14.5% and CSX at 11.7%. Trend remains active, but the signal state is not a fresh acceleration. The ShareMaestro setup is a balanced read, with a composite score of 65. CP's weekly trend signal remains active, and the stock is 11.0% above its $83.19 trend line. That keeps the main regime constructive, especially with 24 active weeks in the current stretch. Market dynamics are also positive, with activity pressure at 1.12 and relative strength at 8.20. The signal mix is not one-sided. Activity pressure is positive, but carries no fresh buy signal. And the latest close is 18.4% above ShareMaestro fair value at $78.04. That premium demand is useful evidence of sponsorship, but it also raises the burden on follow-through when price is already near the top of its yearly range. Volume and risk argue for confirmation, not complacency. Participation was the weak point in the latest read. Weekly volume was 11.0 million shares, below the 13-week average of 13.5 million and the 52-week average of 13.3 million. Giving a 0.8x ratio on both measures. That is not heavy distribution, but it also does not confirm a decisive continuation attempt near the highs. Risk measures are moderate rather than stretched. 13-week weekly return volatility is 2.2%, below the 52-week base of 2.8%, while the one-year up-down split is favorable, at 31 positive weeks against 21 negative weeks. The average gain of 2.2% is close to the average loss of 2.3%, however. And ShareMaestro expectancy is negative at 44.48% for similar setup states. The next test is whether CP can rebuild volume and activity pressure while staying above the trend line, or whether the near high position becomes an exhaustion point as peers continue to set a faster pace. What to watch next? The first watch point is the 93.95-week high. A clean move through that area would carry more weight if volume improves from 0.8 times toward a stronger participation read. The second is the 83.19 trend line, which remains the key weekly regime level if the recent pullback deepens. Industry breadth is a support. U.S. railroads show 72.7% active trend breadth and 81.8% positive breadth in both market dynamics and relative strength, well above the broader industrial sector readings of 52.0%, 53.0%, and 56.0%, respectively. CP has the sector and industry backdrop, but the stock now needs its own volume confirmation to justify its premium position. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.